fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable on Tuesday, the first day of October, of November. I keep saying October. The first day of November. That's what it is, the first day of November. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His book for sale at Amazon. We have listening in the background, Steve Bannoun. His website's israelinewslive.org, and he may be joining us, I hope, soon. And, Pat, we're having trouble understanding what you're saying. Please say the word and spell it, please.
I broke off my front tooth. Vindman, you know, the guy who, this is not new news, it's 1st of October news, he is saying that he thinks that no uniform, no medals, no nothing, just out of there looking Ukrainian. But he says he thinks that Russia is about shot as far as to doing war. Yeah. S-B-E-N-T.
Okay. Yeah, look, a lot of, look, he's a military analyst. He worked in the NSC, National Security Council. Many people who follow these things, many military analysts have this opinion. I mean, and some very fine ones have this opinion. The Russian military, you know, when you don't know what a military, how effective a military is until you actually see it in action. And then you see the faults all come out. And we seen this with the Ukrainians. Nobody realized how seriously the Ukrainians were training. There were, I think, 10,000 Ukrainians went to the UK and received very advanced military training. The United Kingdom has really good military schools and has a great military tradition. And then those 10,000 Ukrainians went back to Ukraine to train, to teach others. You've had, you know, President Trump was the first American president to give Ukraine weapons. Obama wouldn't do it. In fact, the Obama intelligence people, top intelligence people said, oh yeah, Ukraine's going to go back to Russia. We don't really care. We're not going to do anything. That was the attitude of the Obama administration. What I hear is that Biden is dragging his feet. He doesn't want to, but the popular tide is such that he really has to give them something. And I've heard the stories from people involved in some of the deals that, like the HIMARS, for example, the Poles and the Brits had to embarrass the administration into giving them. And so it's a very complicated issue, in terms of what the military things are going on. But the one thing that's certain is that the Russian performance of the Russian military has been very poor and unexpectedly so. And the performance of the Ukrainian military has been outstanding and unexpectedly so. Not to say that the bigger power, the big gorilla, isn't going to win, but they have been losing since the Ukrainian counteroffensive, and they have not stabilized yet. They've got the winter coming, and they've got hundreds of thousands of fresh troops training. They've thrown now, according to the Moscow itself, they put 85,000 reservists into the line to replace their losses to stabilize it. So, we'll see. Vindman may be overstating the weakness of the Russians. I don't really trust him, and I respect that opinion because it's come from so many very knowledgeable people. But everything in war is uncertain. We just don't know.
Okay. Another thing too. Is there a reason that Russia would blow up their own pipeline like that, because they're getting gas from other countries now?
Russia is the one that's sending the gas to Germany. Look, the only reason for them to blow up their own infrastructure is to blame their enemies and get their own people angry to motivate them for the war. But it now looks like we don't have a full picture. It now looks like Sweden has found some evidence. The Swedes aren't being that forthcoming, evidence that there was some kind of an attack on it. What I'm hearing is, and what the Russians claim, what I heard initially was from my sources, is that, somebody who was in a position to know is like, I would know if we did it, we didn't do it, was what my source said. And he said, I think it may be the British with others. And that may turn out to be the case, because there's only two countries, I'm told, that really have that underwater capability of striking. And in the West, and it's the UK and the US, really have sophisticated abilities in, underwater attack capabilities like that.
Well, I've heard or read somewhere that Ukraine has been given a mine blower, something to blow up mines, whatever y'all call it, and it goes down as far as that pipeline. But nobody's looking at them. I guess they wouldn't want to.
Well, Ukraine doesn't have any bases in the Baltic Sea, and Ukraine's navy got sunk in the war. In fact, they scuttled their own flagship, their destroyer of their fleet. They don't have a navy, really. I mean, they have maybe a few coastal, patrol boats, but they don't, and they can't get out of the Black Sea. It's locked in by Turkey. And they're blockaded by the Russian Navy. No, and I don't believe that they have any submarines that are operating. So I don't know how Ukraine could do it, since they don't have access to the Baltic Sea. And somebody that has, the ability to go down and detonate a mine is not the same thing as the ability to. And what the Swedes have found is a drone. An undetonated drone, like a kamikaze type drone, is my understanding.
How do you know who's on whose side now that the world is dividing up for war?
Well, you know by what side is fighting which side, right? I mean, it's pretty easy. When people are killing each other, they're pretty much against each other. How do you know? You analyze it. And you go through all the players, and you look at the history, and you can pretty much piece it together.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Pat. We appreciate it. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Morning, gentlemen. Now, I'm not an expert on this, but anyway, you were talking about the people with the apocalypse idea. Well, I've noticed that some of my friends who are Christians, I'm a Christian, but they don't act on things. They're saying we're in the end times. That prophecy has been fulfilled. So it's God's will anyway that we're going through all this. And they tend to sit back and they're apathetic. When I know God would want us to stand up for justice, righteousness, and uphold what God wants us to do and not sit back. So we should be out speaking the truth and standing up for those things. But I've noticed a lot of them now are saying, well, we're in the end times and it's got 7 years and we'll be out of here. And to me, that's frustrating because I believe in Revelations, Jesus was talking to a church that was apathetic. Well, I don't know. It just bothers me tremendously because they won't speak up because they say, well, we're in the end times. We'll be out of here anyway.
Yeah, no, I share your frustration. Yeah, I very much share your frustration. It's, look, I believe that God didn't put us in the world so that we would you know, hide out, you know. We're supposed to participate in the world. That's why we're here. We're here to act in history, in the world. And I, you know, 30 years ago, I was invited by somebody who had read the manuscript of my book and said, well, come to this meeting, you know, I want you to talk to these people. And that's the first thing I encountered when I said, look, I've been studying Russia. I think the collapse of the Soviet Union is, there's something wrong here. And we may be falling into a trap that they're going to use our belief that communism is gone to infiltrate us into, you know, because everybody was triumphalist, you know, back in 1992. We just won the Cold War. Everything was great. We had the peace dividend. And this leader of this meeting said, oh, well, if what you're saying is true, if that's true, then Christ is coming soon and we don't have to worry. And so he wasn't willing to address it at all. And that was what you found among Christians on the right. That was a very common response. And yeah, I agree with you. It's totally frustrating because this is how the communists win. You go, oh, well, we don't have to, you know, and it's really a hard issue because you got to be very unpopular saying that, you know, maybe we don't have a peace dividend and we have to do things differently. And it's very uncomfortable for business people. And it's very uncomfortable, like, well, we got communists here. We got to stand up to here domestically that are infiltrating. I mean, people don't want to even deal with any of that because it's really ugly, you know.
Well, I know I just know from experience when you do stand up for those things, truth. Yeah, you're going to get the whammy sometimes, but, you know, God doesn't want us to sit back and let it ride out. I mean, I can't. Through history, God has had people stand up for things. So, I don't know. Thank you for answering that. It bothers me all the time.
Okay, thanks for the call, Deborah. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Steve Benoon, I don't know if you're still listening, but you're welcome to join us if you're available. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Jeff, your work has alerted tens of thousands of people all over the planet, and your work complements the work of Trevor Loudon, doesn't it, sir?
Yeah, Trevor and I, you know, we talk and we share information, and he's really knowledgeable on these domestic politicians and their connections to Communist Front organizations here. So he's watched very carefully the Obama administration as an enemy within. He's watched and he's written a book about Congress. He's just got a book coming out now about the U.S. Senate and the number of communists in it. And it's really quite shocking what these people do, what they say. And you look at the line that they're following, the political line, and it's very educational because when you see people that, wait a minute, this guy is bought and sold by the communists, this is what he's saying. You look at that and then you say, okay, why is he saying it? And what is this scissors strategy? What is it that they're doing? How are they misleading people? And going back to the Yuri Bezmenov quote, Bezmenov's calling it subversion, ideological subversion or active measures. And that means getting people so disoriented, they can't figure out what they need to do to defend themselves. And that's, like I said, that's exactly what we're seeing. We're not taking the right steps.
What would the right steps be?
Well, we need to have nuclear weapons. You know, they just canceled the Navy's cruise missile nuclear program. They canceled another one just now. We need these strategic systems. We need to be able to deliver tactical and strategic nuclear weapons to deter China and Russia from starting a nuclear war, where they have the preponderance of these weapons. The only way they're going to defeat us is in a nuclear war. And that means, you know, because the firepower, that's the great equalizer. They're weaker than us in some of this technology and their tactics and their doctrine and their leadership. So we can defeat them even with smaller forces because, you know, they don't possess our sophistication. But the nuclear weapon is the great leveler. They can then attack our more sophisticated systems with nuclear weapons and just obliterate us. And then their superior numbers can tell. That's the way they, when you read the Soviet military books, that is the way they describe World War III. And so we need those systems. And it's those systems are what are being stopped. And people don't realize what's at stake. You know, so we have to have these systems. We have to also, as I said, we have to identify the people who are really helping the enemy, the fifth column within the NATO countries. And we have to help anybody that is opposing communism in Africa and South America. You know, there's hardly any left in South America now. We have to support them, and we have to inform them, and we have to train our people, you know, retrain a new generation, get the communists out of the schools, out of the universities, because this is treason. We have to have our own anti-communist laws. And the thing is that it's a very complicated, sticky wicket to do this without committing injustices, without doing it in the wrong way. You have to do it so that it's right. And then we have to strengthen NATO, and we have to help Ukraine to survive, because if Ukraine goes back in the Soviet Union, they will then have the engineers and the resources to do more against us, and they'll advance across Europe. Europe will be, if Europe is basically at the mercy of Russia because Russia controls their energy, if we don't fix that, then Europe will just be forced into Russia's camp. And the same thing with this horrible thing where Biden alienated Saudi Arabia, so that Saudi Arabia is joining BRICS. This is a catastrophe for the United States. You know, Biden goes over there and fist bumps, you know, the ruler of Saudi Arabia. This is insulting. And then so what's going to happen to Japan and South Korea and Australia that depend on that oil? Are we going to lose them as allies? Are they going to have to make their separate peace with China? So then North America's isolated then? This is the strategy. And then they cut us off from everything, so our economy collapses? You see, we have to hold the line. The idea, America's an empire. We need to just retreat and give up. We're going to give up. None of those countries can stand against Russia and China. And economically, how can they survive when we've lost the Middle East? The Middle East, it's all about big oil in the Middle East, and it's about greed. No, it's not. It's about survival. We lose the Middle East, we lose our allies. We lose our allies, we get isolated. We get isolated, we collapse. Can we survive just the United States and Canada? I mean, look at who's in the prime minister, and some people are calling him a dictator of Canada. And that's where we get, that's our biggest oil importer is Canada. We get most of our oil from Canada. What happens if they're not a reliable partner? So we're in it economically. Communists have done a good job. They can't win the freaking war in Ukraine. But maybe they've got it economically. Maybe they can leverage everybody. And that's the danger.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. You want to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car of that youngster off to college, with the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses? Do you? Seriously? With a nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment, EMP Shield devices at thelibertyman.com. We have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. We have Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. His 6th book for sale at amazon.com. Listening and possibly joining us before the show is over is Steve Ben-Noon. His website's IsraeliNewsLive.org. Gentlemen, our next caller is Joe in Canada. Good morning, Joe.
Hello. Hello. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Joe. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm phoning because I was convicted today. What Jeff Nyquist said, how we should stand up, and the last caller, that she's so frustrated that people are waiting for the end of the world to be saved or something. But, you know, if people don't realize there's two of us, you know, everybody is physical and spirit, and they don't realize that the scripture is based on the spiritual man, not the physical, and that's why people get confused. God, you know, it says that he's spirit, and if you understand the scripture, I became a philosopher, and I understand, you know, that the answer is in us, and it's when we when we see that Adam, you know, God breathed down nostril and of Adam, he became a living soul, you know, and that's where the substance of God is love, eh? But it's love all. And if we look inside us and we see that love all, I used to have a lot of enemies before I read the Power of the Subconscious Mind. And what happened is I realized, looking at myself, I forgave everybody and I had a radical change and I love everybody. So I love all. So I can't have any enemy. It's impossible because I love all. You understand? That's that God is love and it's in us. And waiting for the Savior, it's in us. And if everybody loved all, there would be it'd be just peace on the earth, you know. That's the answer that God tells you in the scripture. He's in us, and he's saying, ha-ha, you know, why? It's a play, you know. And we don't realize that there's the world and life. And life is the spirit. We're infinite. The spirit in us is infinite. And people don't realize that. You understand? Sorry.
I understand. And so you got a lot out of the book, The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Murphy, didn't you, sir?
Oh, yes. That really, I became a philosopher.
Well, good for you.
Even Winston Churchill says the mood of the people of a nation it determines the fortune. Not the fortune determines the mood. And people don't realize. And when we have a radical change in us, and we see, my first love is Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ, it says he's the light of every man. People don't understand there's a spirit and a physical. And they go by the physical. But if we want to change everything around us, around the world, is love all. How can you have an enemy if you love all? That's the answer. God is love. That's his substance.
Well, Joe, that's a great call. We appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but that's why. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jeff, I don't know if you're aware, but I've been recommending the book titled The Power of Your Subconscious Mind by Dr. Joseph Murphy for a number of years. I typically buy 8 or 10 copies a year to distribute to people I think would actually read it and make use of it. It's a wonderful book written from a Christian perspective, and another person has moved on to bigger and better things because they read that book. Anyway, Jeff, we got a bottom-of-the-hour break coming up here. I don't know what's going on with Steve Bannoun. Hopefully he will join us because he always has some interesting updates. And Jeff, I think we need to continue warning, giving people a heads up that the Chinese are on the move. They have a plan, and they fully intend to implement that plan. We simply don't know exactly when, do we, sir?
No. And, of course, with military plans, you know, no plan survives contact with the enemy. So plans are always evolving and changing, and China is having trouble with its economy. I think, don't remember if I mentioned this last week, there's a paper out of the University of Chicago that's saying that the Chinese economy may be 60% smaller than we've been led to believe. And it's very interesting. And given their malinvestment, I think that that we don't want to give China too much credit for being stronger than it is. That China has vulnerabilities, and they may be beginning to realize that they have these vulnerabilities.
Of course they have vulnerabilities. That's a given. Our next caller is Mark in Georgia. Break coming up. Go ahead, Mark. We'll get started here.
Yeah, I was hoping that Steve Bannoun is going to come on. I hope he's listening, and if he can kind of keep track of the other gentleman's question and this one. So I heard a rumor that, like, some head prominent like rabbis or something like that are already having either meetings, I don't know if it's face-to-face, or like conversations with who they are determining is the Messiah. And I know Steve Bannoun was saying, like, you know, there's this entity that
Steve has talked about that. Hold on, we'll wrap up your comments after the break here, Mark. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. My website is thelibertyman.com. Just got a note from my webmaster, Tim Spencer. He'll be back in the saddle beginning tomorrow. My assistant webmaster has been doing a great job getting things up and running after the disaster we had most of October, quite frankly, of things not being updated. So that's great that everything will be back to normal. Rumble archives back up and running full speed already. Brighton archives have not been updated since June. They're back up and running full speed. That's a good thing. And, of course, I now have a Twitter account, working diligently on that to get it going. It may become a video also of my show. We're working on that to see how that works and keep people advised of that as well. And, of course, the products you've learned to see and expect at my website are there full force, ready to go. The real estate listings, the harvest-dried, freeze-dried equipment, the Liberator rocket heaters, and, of course, energy cleaners. Details at my website. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaners. Place your order. I personally box it up, and I ship it directly to you myself. I do that. Toll-free our line is 800-592-9543. Well, Mark, I hope that Jeff will join, that Steve will join us, and he's talked about this person being alive in Israel as we speak, and working with these rabbis to accomplish whatever the goals are. I don't know if there's much we can talk about right now without Steve being with us, so Mark.
Well, okay, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, well, anyway, maybe it's a question for, so even if Steve is not going to come on, I'd like to hear, like, Leon's perspective, Jeff Nyquist's perspective, and your perspective. Okay, so is it really a person, or is it one of these, like, what we would perceive, like, as an alien-type creature? And then also, like, there was an article or somebody, I heard it on RBN and somewhere else, too, about a week or so ago, where they were talking about making the Ukraine into a new Jerusalem. And so if that holds true, if they want to do that, would that possibly be more scripture being fulfilled where Russia kind of like goes down into Jerusalem? Because like then that would be like just prophecy fulfilled. So is this a real person that's alive? And then here's the thing. I'm not very good on like biblical stuff, but isn't the Messiah who's going to be the savior of one group, wouldn't he also be the Antichrist? And I've also heard a very detailed show on Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis that if you take all the attributes and the symbolism and everything for the Antichrist, it actually is supposed to be King Charles. So it sounds like it's possible two different people. Are they going to be working in tandem? What are you guys' thoughts on King Charles and who this other guy that these rabbis are talking to? And if I can hear from everybody else.
First, and we'll have Leon, and Jeff can follow up with whatever he wants to contribute. But first of all, Israel, as we know, will cease to exist in probably 3 to 5 years because of the COVID clot shots. And that can't be changed. Almost everybody in Israel has received a COVID clot shot, resulting in death or disablement in 3 to 5 years. As to the rest of it, I don't know. I'm not a Bible scholar. Don't pretend to be. Now, Steve Bannoun is a Bible scholar. He can actually read the ancient manuscripts. And I'll let Leon give his response if you have any. Leon, do you have a response?
Well, there was a lot of questions in there, but piggybacking your responses, to think that Ukraine can replace Israel, the church replacing Israel, or the American church replacing Israel. And we've tried that replacing theology, and that doesn't work at all. And so he's no respecter of persons, and I don't think that the New Jerusalem will move to Kiev. They've had 6,000 years of history. I don't think in the very last 7 years would they move over there, so I don't think that would happen, Mark. And then pertaining to the Messiah and the Antichrist. I've heard, King George, he was a prince before his mother passed away a month ago. I think he's out of the age range. He's supposed to be young and virile and homosexual. He's also supposed to be Jewish. So, this man, I think he's in his 60s and 70s and 80s. I don't know the exact age, but he's
in his 70s. Prince Charles is in his 70s, or King Charles.
Yeah, so I'm sorry. King Charles, yeah. So, he doesn't meet the age requirement. It could be more like one of his sons. And I've heard his sons, Harry or Philip, is more like he than he is because of that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, so I don't know what Clive was saying. And what was the third? You had one other thing that you had talked about.
Well, whether it is an actual person or more like what we would say it would be, like Stephen said, it was an alien entity or something like that.
Yeah, and I do. Well, obviously, they're all be able to bow down to him simultaneously worldwide. So even if televisions weren't working, they have holograms that they can do anywhere in the world all the time, and they can even put images on the moon. So, yeah, the people at night could see it, but the other side of the world couldn't see it. So, yeah, incorporating holograms and the moon, you'd be able to communicate with the rest of the world simultaneously and have them bow down to the figure. And I do believe it's actually going to be a person of human blood, of blood, I'll say that, a physical body. And then the aspect of will it incorporate AI? Yeah, I think potential's there, especially after they get the mortal wound to the head and then comes back to life 3 days later, and then that's when he says, "I'm the Messiah." So it's just a lame a substitution or a reenactment of what happened with the Lord. So I think it's going to be a combination of all of them, and using AI can definitely tweak it however they want, especially if they're using the metaverse, in which people are, you know, pretty much being fooled by 3D and virtual reality. So there's so many layers to this onion, Mark. I'm not exactly sure how it can roll out, but the potential is high, and I don't think it's going to be King Charles person. Thanks.
All right.
Okay. Jeff, do you have any response before we move on here?
I would just say that if Prince Charles is the Antichrist, the devil needs to change, have a personnel change. You know, it's not going to work for him.
Okay. Mark, we need to move on. We do thank you for your call. Next is Patricia in Florida. Good morning, Patricia.
There was a lot of questions that came up, but the first one, for those spineless Christians who are just sitting around, eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. God gave us this free country. He gave us the liberty, and it's up to us to keep it in eternal vigilance. But number two, I want to recommend a podcast that I just happened onto by accident. It's the Hagmann Report, Hagmann. They have a new one every day, and they are really hitting it good. You'll have a lot of answers to current questions. In fact, I haven't even seen today's. It's Steve Quayle is on, or yesterday's. And Steve Quayle I've been following since 1995.
Right,
excellent.
Right. Yeah. I was on with Doug Hagmann yesterday myself.
Yeah, I missed that. Yes. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned it.
Well, I just didn't think. We talked about a number of different topics, and this may be a good time to make the announcement. I announced yesterday for the first time publicly that I'm now engaged to be married, and that will take place on the 7th of January.
Oh, so congratulations.
How about that? Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else, Patricia?
So many things were brought up. I hope Steve comes on, because he's really
We've got about 17 minutes here, so that may or may not happen, but he'll be back next week if he doesn't make it this week.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Patricia. Our next caller is Wayne in Mississippi. Good morning, Wayne.
Hey, John. First of all, congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you.
Second of all, I just want... Okay, real good news. Listen, not to dispute with you, but I think your statement that in 3 to 5 years Israel will be gone, I think that's a wild statement, John. How do we know what's in those shots? You know,
well, we now know. If you go to my website, let me help you out here, Wayne. At my website, there's the scientists and doctors in, I think it was Switzerland, they studied 777 men and women who got the clot shot. Every one of them, without exception, had elevated levels of a substance called troponin, which you only have if you've got heart damage. This is the game changer, Wayne, because up until now, we only had people randomly dying from heart attacks, blood clots, strokes, and so forth from the clot shots. Now we have something we never had before, a way to tell if a person has had heart damage while they're still alive and while they still appear to be healthy. And that's at my website in the COVID section at thelibertyman.com.
Does that prove what was in the specific shot that was given to
it proves that your heart, here's what it proves, Wayne. It proves you've had heart damage. That's what it proves.
Right.
And
okay. Well, I'd like to see where we're at in 3 to 5 years. I just think that's a wild statement. But anyways, good. Thanks, John. Bye bye.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Yeah, Jeff, you may not be aware of this new study, but people routinely get a blood test once a year for their annual physical. Unless they've had heart issues in the past, they don't test for the presence of troponin, But now I'm going to encourage everybody who's had a clot shot, which is not many of our listeners, thank goodness, to politely ask their doctor to have that included in the blood test to see if they have an elevated level of troponin, which is a demonstrable, crystal clear evidence that they've had heart damage. And Jeff, I believe this would be a game changer that people can make use of, don't you?
Well, I remember a couple months, maybe 3 months back, Dolores Cahill, the Irish biologist, made some kind of statement that she believed the mRNA shots, they changed some of the DNA in people's hearts, causing an immune response against the heart muscle that would cause heart damage. She thinks that's what the so-called myocarditis is, what's causing it. And that she made the statement that within about 5 years, everybody that got an mRNA shot, that would not be the Johnson & Johnson, everyone who got that shot would be dead because their heart muscle would weaken and eventually enlarge and they would die of heart failure.
Right. And now we have a way to prove what the doctor said by a simple blood test that people routinely take. The presence of troponin demonstrates clearly, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that there's been heart muscle damage.
And how many people? What percentage of people?
100%. The people
vaccinated
mRNA? People. 100% had the elevated levels of troponin in their bloodstream. And the results of the studies at my website at thelibertyman.com.
What's normal? What is if you took
normal is 0 to 0.4 nanograms per milliliter is normal. Anything above that, once it goes to 0.5.
Yeah. I was asking was, if you, before the pandemic, before the shots, what percentage of people have heart damage? I mean, there's a certain percentage within the population that have heart damage from having heart attacks or having taken other medicines. What is that percentage?
I don't know that percentage offhand. I don't have that number in front of me. And you're right, there is a percentage of people, of course there is, that have had heart damage because of various reasons.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Wayne, if Wayne said my statement was wild a week ago, I would have to agree with him. But with the release of this new study, I think, and I've been saying for most of this year that Israel will cease to exist in 3 to 5 years. They did it to themselves. And, of course, can our country survive when we've given the clot shot to pretty much everybody in the military, almost all police officers, almost every healthcare professional has received a clot shot. So where will we be in 3 to 5 years when we've basically had some of our most important people that keep our society functioning are going to be dead or disabled?
John, do you know who did this study?
It's at my website. I can click down here real quick and give that information to you very quickly.
Yeah.
Let's see. Here it is. Okay. Troponin Truth. Okay. It would be, let's see. Do they give it in this article? I have to go back to my website and we'll hopefully get it here pretty quickly. Here we go. Hopefully this will be it, and I can get this for you. All right. Okay. Finding stuff we're in a hurry is is always. Okay. Professor Prasad, Prasad, and this was in Switzerland. New study in Switzerland. So that's who did the study, Professor Prasad. Sounds like an Indian or Pakistani. I don't know. It kind of sounds like one of those kind of names. But that's where it came from. Professor Prasad in Switzerland.
Hmm.
So, and he's a medical doctor, by the way, a physician and professor. His full name is Vinay Prasad, M.D. That's That's where it's all on my websites. It's the game changer, in my opinion, of people knowing definitively that they've done damage to their heart by accepting the clot shot. We've got our last break coming up here momentarily. We're not going to take any more calls, and when we get back from the break, we'll have Leon give his summary for the day, and Jeff, you can give your summary for the day also, and we'll wrap this show up for the day. Well, Leon, you got an invitation to my wedding, didn't you, sir?
Yes, sir, I did. Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Forward
to it. Congratulations.
It'll be a lot of fun. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Revs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we are back. Well, Leon, you go ahead and give us your summary, and we'll wrap it up with Jeff giving us his.
Yes, sir. We I don't think we talk about, at least I don't talk enough about the spiritual warfare aspects here. I mean, we realize he's on the throne and he's in control. So all the fear from the left and right, you know, we just need to focus on who is in charge. And he's always in charge, and we know who's going to win. So, and sometimes it can be depressing and disheartening to see all these things that are going bad. And I think if we focus on him and we use praise music and you worship, I think that definitely helps drastically in your mood and and some of the despair that can be involved. And we know that the depopulation agenda. And I guess we just really need to focus on him. And I have to apologize to many people, which I've not really pursued it more. And I'm going to do that more often. And I also want to tell them, I listened to Steve Quayle's information yesterday. It was October 28th, 2014, with Doug Hagman, and even his son was still alive then, and Tim Albrino. And it was a very good audio. It's 3 hours long, and it was very good talking about the diabolical naming of America. So it was pretty interesting. So I definitely recommend it. I'll forward your information. You can check it out as well.
Okay. If you haven't heard it. Thank you, Lynn. Appreciate it. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Lynn, for your summary. Jeff, your summary for the day, sir. You got about a minute and a half.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody's, of course, worried about World War III. It's November 1st. The Chinese did not try a blockade. They did this siege thing that didn't turn into a blockade. So they backed away from what, you know, Chinese sources were saying they were going to do by now. And so the Chinese sources are saying, and they've been saying for a number of weeks now, that it's everything's been put back. The Chinese are not confident in their Navy's ability to enforce a blockade now, that they want to get additional advantages before they go. And maybe December is what is being said. And, of course, on the Russian side, the Russians are having trouble, you know, in Ukraine. And the war's not going to end in a Russian victory anytime soon. So, anyway, that's it.
All right. Excellent. Well, Jeff, we'll see you in the morning for your exclusive hour. Leon, thank you for being with us. Steve, I know you've been listening, and you're dealing with some issues there. Steve, thank you for listening. And that's it for the day. All right. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Chance with us. First hour, Professor McKinney. The second hour, we'll have Jeff Nyquist giving us 1 hour exclusively of his time. The third hour, Thursday, of course, we'll have Dr. Horowitz with us, who's still a hurricane refugee looking to get back into his home, which was extensively damaged. And, of course, Friday we'll have Tom Berryhill talking about emergency survival communications, ham radio. He's been out of town on assignment. That's it for the day. Get medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils, and now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless my wonderful state of Missouri, the large, productive state of Texas. Please, Lord, God bless the United States of America.
Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.